Experts say that being yourself and risking people not liking you is better than experiencing the stress and tension that results from bending over backwards to please others. This is Cherie, your host for Life of a People Pleaser podcast. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning back into the Life of a People Pleaser podcast. This is your host, Cherie. And today I'm here with, introduce yourself, please.
Chris.
How do we know each other, Chris?
I'm your brother.
My brother?
I'm here to please some people.
Are you?
That's what it's all about, right?
Today we are actually going to talk about our adoption story.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You set this microphone up. I thought I was going to spit my hot fire.
Okay.
I got rhymes.
You could top your hot fire about our...
I don't think the world's ready for it anyway.
A little bit about our upbringing. So in my previous episode, I mentioned that I was adopted at the age of 3. Chris, you were how old?
About a year and a half.
And we had an older sister also adopted into the same household as us. And so kind of in reflection...
She was five,
yeah. And so kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how this shaped you as a person growing up. Did you have questions about it? What did you do about it as an adult? And kind of talk about the personality traits you got maybe from our genetic side that you didn't know you had after the fact, and you know who you became after you learned about our maternal family. So again, I was 3 years old, our sister 5, him 1.5, adopted into a family that eventually had 2 of their own children. I said in the original episode and topic of this podcast that I was a people pleasing personality. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
I was the brown noser. I didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, that rang more true, sorry.
Yeah, and for you, you know, you're still just a toddler, basically. So a lot of your personality was yet to be formed.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think our personalities are consistently being formed, no matter how old we are.
True. I think so, true. So growing up, did you have like a lot of questions about where we came from? I mean, can you tell the audience, listening audience, about how we were told about being adopted and all that stuff?
Well, anything I say about the subject comes from my personal feelings. I can only look at it from me as a child, not your experience, not mom or dad's experience.
Correct.
You know, just through my own eyes as a kid. But I have some really early memories, but I remember... I do remember being told we were adopted. We lived at 818 Doloro Street. I remember being told that I was adopted, and I remember not understanding the word, and they had a book, Why Was I Adopted or something. It was by the same people that made that one sex ed book for kids back in the day that everybody had in the late 70s, early 80s, Where Did I Come From?
Mm-hmm.
But,
See, I don't know. I mean, I remember the book, but I don't remember being set down and like you're adopted. I really don't even know how it was revealed to us, to be quite honest. I don't remember that. I knew that we always knew, but I didn't know how we knew.
I remember I when I was real young, like telling kids that I was adopted, and then they'd use that to make fun of me.
Really?
Pick on me. Oh, yeah. Like every day.
I guess it was kind of like a, not a taboo thing, but we just didn't know a lot of people adopted. We did have cousins, right, that were adopted, but we didn't know a lot of people, like, in our school and our direct contacts.
Not that
who
I
were
knew
adopted.
Of, yeah.
So it didn't happen. I mean, we just weren't aware of it, I guess, so. That sucks. They'd make fun of me for it, though. That's stupid.
That was my life.
Yeah.
Got picked on every day. I was the smallest, most annoying kid in school.
You were a very annoying
kid. Yeah, for sure. I was. I had way too much energy for 5 kids.
Oh, my God. I used to be terrified of you growing up. No, I'm no longer terrified of you.
And just how it was.
Just how it was.
It just makes you a stronger person.
Yeah. So, do you think that with being adopted, it created any type of personality trait in you at all?
I don't know, because there are any number of my personality traits, I can point to numerous things that kind of shaped them. But as far as being adopted, there was always that sense of after knowing. It's like standard, you know, boilerplate shit. Like, it's or standard shit, like, why didn't I belong? Like, why didn't somebody want me? Do I belong where I'm at? Those kind of questions, you know. And
it truly does make you think about the who, what, where, when, why, and how, right? Like, you do grow up going like, well, why didn't my parents want me? Where are my parents now?
Well, it was kind of easy for me to answer growing up because I was getting my ass kicked every day at school for being an annoying kid. So I could assume why my parents didn't want me.
You were so little. They didn't look at a 1.5-year-old and say, oh.
Well, I was already a handful by then. I'd spent the most of my childhood in a hospital.
Yeah.
And, like, near death the whole time. I'm sure it wasn't easy taking care of that.
Imagine our sister at 5 and turning away from a 5-year-old, and she's like, why don't my parents love me?
I do imagine that a lot, and that's one thing that's why I was so close to Jenny growing up.
Pretty traumatizing.
It couldn't have been easy.
I have memories of us being in an apartment complex where I was on a Hot Wheels and I was riding around the complex on a Hot Wheels looking for our mother, and she was in some neighbor's apartment with the door shut, and I just felt abandoned then. That's one of my earliest memories.
I've sat and thought about what my earliest memory is, like, because I have a lot of early memories, kind of gone away with head injuries over the years, but my earliest memory is until after we were adopted. My earliest memory that I can remember is Mount St. Helens erupting, and I was like 2.
Really?
Yeah, we were in the backyard at 818 Deloro Street, and I remember there was ash falling from the sky, and somebody saying that it was from an eruption.
I did not recall that.
I remember that. There was grass in the back. It's before the pool was there.
Yeah. The good old Doughboy pool, huh?
Yeah, I remember it. I remember that. I was really, really young. And yeah. I remember a lot of things around then, like hanging out with Shane. And
yeah, we had some really cool neighbors back then.
Well, things were different back then. Like, it had a whole different vibe. The air was different. The feeling was different. Parents would stand outside of their houses and talk to each other.
Yeah.
And let the kids roam the neighborhood every night. It was almost every single night. Weekends, it was past, you know, when the streetlights came on. But parents would just stand outside and
socialize.
Neighbors would socialize, and mm-hmm. their kids would all play together. And I know it's not the same for everybody's neighborhood growing up, but it was just that vibe back in the, you know, the early 80s.
It did change when we moved. When I was in sixth grade, we moved.
Well, I was 7. It didn't really change for me because I had Keith across the street. I had Nick that ended up moving across the street.
You had
the
Rosascos
down the way. But Kurt Richter. I had Kurt Richter. I mean, he was a grown-ass man, but I hung out with Kurt more than I hung out with just about anybody back then.
Yeah. So, for me, there was an element of, like, going through school, like, wondering where was I from and where did I come from and all that stuff. So I remember, and then I just wanted to say that, like, I went looking for our birth parents when the internet was new, and I went on some websites of birth parents looking for their kids. And the sole reason behind trying to search for our birth parents had to do with my older son's medical condition. I needed to know if it was genetic or not. So I thought, why not? I always wanted to know. Let's go find them. And lo and behold, find them. And our birth father had deceased already.
Been deceased, yeah.
Yeah.
See, you had that drive to do that shit because you didn't deal with our adoption the same way I dealt with it growing up. Like, I hung around the people I grew up around, my friends, they didn't have tight families. Keith was being raised by his grandmother at the time. So there wasn't that, like I had already dealt with, well, fuck it. Somebody didn't want me, so this is where I'm at, you know? And
yeah.
I don't know.
But part of my people-pleasing aspect was so I was searching for love, right? Looking for somebody to love me, a mother to love me, a father to love me, and here I am doing everything I can to be nice, brown-nosed.
And more so in my personality back then, I was more like, I don't owe these people respect. They're nothing to me. Like, so I didn't make for the easiest kid to raise, you know.
Right.
I didn't respect what I was being told or listen to lessons I should have listened to, and kind of just tried to carve my own path, which was problematic.
Yeah.
More often than not, but
hey.
I mean, fortunately, I had really, really, really good friends that helped me navigate through my own stupidity and help me come out a way better person on the other end.
I think, too, for both of us, we can both say this. There was one or two people in our life, and that meaning Grandma Mary and Grandpa Bert, that...
Them two, definitely. I mean, I got, you know, Frejo, Kevin, Watson, Jim. These guys were all, you know, Mill, Keith, Evan.
Yeah.
These guys were all... Ian Newell. I mean, these are all guys that were around all the time growing up, and when I felt I had nowhere else to go, because times I really didn't, you know, I wasn't allowed back home. They were there, took care of me, because they were all in similar, well, most of them were in similar situations with their families. So,
yeah,
like I said, it helped me process that being around people that were kind of, I mean, they weren't adopted, but they had the same family dynamic of, you know, not everybody's a great family, and some people, you know, don't have
that parents. Unit.
Yeah, yeah, that strong family
that dynamic,
unit. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so we ended up, I ended up finding our birth mom because of medical reasons. I would say any advice given to anybody who's adopted and is looking, be prepared for the emotions that come behind wondering, because sometimes it works out great and sometimes you wish you never had. And
oh no, either way, it's lessons learned, so it's all good.
It definitely is lessons learned, but it can come with a lot of heartache. And if you're somebody who doesn't have thick skin like me, then you're just kind of like, you know, why did I even do this? But for me, I was like trying to fill some love void, right? Like, oh, I got two moms, you know. But it just wasn't, that's not the way to go about it at all. So, and I'm not even sure the answers I got for medical reasons were legit, real answers.
Well, that ends up being the problem. You meet somebody who, I mean, clearly didn't have it all together to raise their kids for whatever reason.
Right.
And we don't really know what that is, because she's a pathological liar.
But it's a one-sided answer as well. Exactly.
And we're getting our information from somebody who has shown themselves to be a liar more often than not. So
correct.
You're kind of left with more questions than there are answers.
Yeah.
And with a gross taste in your mouth, because now you've had to experience that.
And that was 20 something years ago. And now at this age, now I don't care anymore what the answers are. I'm just
there was a lot of immaturity and like the excitement, you know, like going back to, I mean, being young and stupid, you know, meeting my mom, it was so exciting. It's like, I just want to spend time with her. I'll listen to anything she says. So I got really close to her,
mm-hmm.
lived with her number of times, got to know her really well, and then I got to know her really well, and
yeah,
just, you know,
yeah.
But you're at first, you're just kind of blinded by excitement, and
true.
You just want everything to be all right, and of course, she made it feel that way, you know. It was she made it that way off the top, but
yeah. Well, I definitely know, like, going through counseling through life for different issues in my life, that I always revert back to the feeling of abandonment and rejection. It doesn't matter how great our parents did. That's not what that means. It's still something that they themselves couldn't feel for me.
Oh, like, so we're all parents. Nobody parents perfectly. I mean, there's...
Well, what I'm
really
just saying
good parents
is that
out there, but
they never would have filled that void that I have for
no matter
adopted.
How good they could have done, there
yeah.
was always that. Yeah. And I don't think they were, I mean, in my honest opinion, I think they did their best, but I don't think they were quite ready for
five
what it
kids
takes
in 3 years.
What it takes to raise a child that is going through emotional distress over something deep like that every single day, let alone that times three.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take on without knowing you're taking it on.
For sure.
Fully off the bat.
For sure. I always say that about our sister. I'm like, dude, she was five. You and I both have had 5-year-olds. Can you imagine turning around and walking away from your 5-year-old and then what that does to them?
Yeah. I think about that all the time when I think about Jenny.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not saying that at all. I just, I think that I thought maybe some void would be filled that was never filled. And I had to learn how to turn within myself and stop depending on parents, birth mom, you know, for that. You know what I mean? Like, that was never going to get filled by somebody else. And so,
I filled mine with friendships. My family are my brothers. The guys I call my brothers, like, people know who they are. Everybody, I've already said all their names and then some.
Yeah.
Shelby, I mean, people in my life that I'm close to.
Well, okay, I want to talk about...
I created my family as opposed to...
I want to talk about you and I, because a lot of times when I hear you talk about people that are important to you, you often do refer to your friends too, and then separately to them, you'll talk about your love for me. And we had this tumultuous road, I would say, in about the last 15, 20 years. And we've gotten to a place where, like, I seriously don't want to not hear from you. You know what I mean? Like, we live down the street from each other. I'm here for you. You're here for me. My kids, whatnot. Like, we love each other. We have each other's back. You always said blood thicker than water, you know? And, it took us a while to get there though, you know?
Yeah.
Took us a while to get there.
Yeah, I had to live my life. I had to be me.
I know, but we went years not talking to each other over dumb shit. I'm sure a lot of siblings go through that, but you know.
Such is life, man. I mean, we were all going through it. I was making stupid decisions. You were making stupid decisions.
Oh,
and
my God. There's times
whenever we'd point out our stupidity to each other, it was more frustrating than it was helpful.
Yeah, we're trying
it's
to
more constructive
each other's
now.
Stupidity.
Yeah. fuck, I know I'm dumb now, so it doesn't bother me when you call me stupid.
Nobody's gonna call you stupid. You know that meme, that shaking my head meme? A lot of times I walk away from you like, what the fuck? Like, oh shit.
Because my intellect is so many levels ahead of yours.
You always say that. Like, I feel like you're my older, you're my younger brother who is trying to be my older brother sometimes, you know. But I can't appreciate.
I am the baby of the family, and at the same time, the middle child.
Yes. It's a fucked up situation. Well, I am the middle child as well. Thank you.
Yeah, it shows.
If you look at.
Yep.
But I can say
from
that
one middle child to another.
Another, right? I can say I appreciate through our adoption story and becoming grown up and adults and owning our lives and our learned lessons that we have prevailed by having a relationship that's unrockable now. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that. Yeah,
I'm
you pissed me
glad
off.
Glad we got
but
adopted.
I think like I'm like don't not talk to me, dude.
I'm personally glad we got adopted. I would hate. I think a lot about who I might have been had I not been
oh my
raised
God,
by a different
I do
family.
Too.
And the people that I met that supposedly were related to just are not it. Like it that family tree is a stick.
I don't hold There's anything no... against the people that are not our parents. What I do know for a fact is, the three of us all have mixed children. We would not have. We would have been racist to some degree.
Well, I think about it sometimes, and there would have been just no education there. I mean, fortunately, our parents are, mom's, Georgia's brilliant. She's very smart. She yeah. taught us to be very smart. She taught us a lot of very fundamental skills that are necessary. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have neat handwriting, right? Know how to do math. But
even
but
in
she,
that,
like my favorite thing about growing up was always find your own answers, and everybody read there because we weren't raised in the time where screens were in front of our face
right.
ever, and so we were raised on books, and I'm always thankful for that because I bring it back to what I started as. If I wasn't raised like that, imagine what it would have been like, because it wouldn't have been that way in the other household. It would have been learning how to hustle, going to jail. Fucking
that's what I'm saying. When you figured out who these people were when we did go looking, you're like, oh my God, I'm grateful because.
Well, and I still don't even know who Dad was because I don't know who to believe. I don't know.
I'm not
if
saying
I
know
trust
who
what
Dad
I've been
is.
Told about. You know,
I'm not saying I know who Dad is. I'm just saying I believe that he's probably rolling in his grave at the fact that we all have mixed relationships and children and offspring from that.
That's if you believe what.
I
one
read the
person
coroner
has,
report.
Has said
I read the coroner report and the tattoos on the body.
I'm sure of that. I mean, I don't judge people on that either. I know
I'm
a
not
lot
saying
of,
judge
them.
I'm just saying we would have
that,
been raised differently. Our beliefs would have been different. What we were taught would have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying
well,
like...
I doubt he would have been around, but yeah.
Even where we were at, you know, even in this town that we live in, this little bubble, it still wasn't a comfortable idea for us to be mixing that. So that came around, right? As we had kids, like it became something.
I don't think that would have affected me. I wouldn't have cared anyway.
No, I wouldn't say we cared. We did it anyways. What I'm saying is, other people's ability to support and understand
just
it.
Just imagine
I guess.
How uneducated
accept
we
would it. Be. Accept it. You know.
We would
no,
be
I
so
know.
Stupid.
We would.
Mouth breathers.
I swear to God, I've had so many dreams of me in a coveralls with a pitchfork. Like when kids in junior high used to call me trailer trash, I don't think they would have been far off had we been raised by our birth parents.
Yeah.
And this is not a bashing our birth parents conversation.
Fuck yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's not. I just wanted my brother's input on our adoption story. I wanted to know how it molded him into who he is. And to... just let everybody know that, you know, yeah.
I don't know. Had I not gone through it, I'd probably be a better person in a lot of ways, though.
How so?
I mean, anything anybody goes through like that, like
don't
trust issues, abandonment issues, things you try to get over as you get older.
Yeah.
Some of them are easy. Some of them aren't. Some people understand them. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, in the long run, it's all, I mean, I'm over all that shit now. I mean,
we're both over 40
some years old. And
yeah, I was gonna say, we're both
work
over 40.
A great career, have my own place. I have nothing to.
At a point where you're just like, God, I just want to let go of all this
crap.
Oh, and
I'm starting to enjoy my loneliness.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's quiet.
Yeah. You're the one who keeps telling me you're not gonna be alive for much longer. I don't
probably
like hearing
not.
That.
Says, I burnt
hot and fast as a kid, lots of energy.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep very often.
Partied hard.
Oh, yeah.
Partied really hard.
Yeah.
Still partying hard.
I think.
I think it was only like 6 months ago I picked you up off the floor with your vomit.
I mean, we don't have to go into details, but...
Just saying, it's okay.
It's quite possible.
And then you did get vaccinated,
we all get there,
so we all know you're
going to
turn into a zombie, but that's my personal opinion.
You're so dumb. So,
I don't suspect you'll be around a good 20 more years, though.
I don't know, maybe I'm a fucking superhero now. What do you know? You didn't get the vaccine.
I know, true. But maybe. can you publicly say what we're doing with your ashes now? Because I love this. I love this idea.
Wait, why do you have to... Wait. We're really shifting the conversation here from my adoption to my death. I'll take the leap with you. I'm just saying it's a gigantic jump.
I just think it's funny for people
to wait till my brother dies.
No, I'm not going to get a piece of
shit.
I'm not getting a piece of those ashes. I don't smoke weed. None of that's coming
to
me.
Well, you're going to.
No.
Okay, then you don't fucking love me. I see how it is.
I see the guilt all the time.
No, I heard it. Yeah, I heard the guilt right there in your voice.
Oh, my God.
What I'm going to do with my ashes? Uh-huh. So my plan is to take half my ashes and have it given to a real grower, not you, Frejo. If you ever hear this, just want you to know I'm not going to let you grow some fucking backyard bammer-ammer. No, dude. Anyway, I'm going to take half my ashes, have them given to somebody who can grow good weed really well, and then have it mixed into soil, have that soil used to grow a number of plants, a ton of weight, and then... I want to be able to get all my friends together after that is grown and cured. All of them, every single contact I have in my phone gets hit up. I want everybody to show up and everybody smokes. I become a part of all my friends. And then,
it's kind
of
awesome and deep.
The other half I figured I'd give some to Indy.
Yeah.
And then the rest just throw me in the fucking ocean where I belong.
No.
Hopefully you don't get ashes. I would rather die by a shark attack than anything else, so...
Oh, okay.
Nothing left. Just take me down to the bottom of the ocean.
No.
It just seems like the best way to go.
So don't send any to our birth mom, huh?
No, I don't. I don't want to die in my sleep. That's boring. I don't want to die on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's boring.
That's scary. Anyways. Well, thank you for sitting with me on this episode of my
new podcast.
Oh,
this is all we're talking? Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. We were just talking about the adoption story that turned into...
my death.
I just thought it was pretty unique, and I just wanted people to hear it publicly. I myself want to be cremated as well. I want my kids to get it and make jewelry out of it, plant nice rose bushes or something. But, yeah, nobody has money for a burial service anymore these days.
Dude, throw my ass in the
Not
fucking
these
ocean.
Single
Don't
parents.
Even fucking... Just take whatever is left of me from whatever and throw it in the ocean. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to bury shit. You don't have to pay for nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird for everybody watching, but whatever.
Yeah. So, just as a recap on the adoption story, did you ever grow up thinking maybe I wanted to adopt as well? Because I did. I always thought I wanted to give back, right? Like,
yeah, well, you may have forgot that I went through an adoption process as an adult.
No, I didn't forget. That was your own. I meant, did you ever grow up thinking I would adopt a child?
Only for a very short amount of time.
Because there's so many kids in the system, you know?
No, when Tiara lived here.
Yeah.
I would have... I wish I would have been able to adopt her into the family.
Yeah.
I think she needed it.
Yeah.
But outside of that, no. I mean, I can't be raising that many kids. One was hard enough for me.
Yeah.
Three, I would just jump out a window somewhere and my kids would end up getting adopted.
Don't say that.
And the whole cycle would start over
again. I have three. Three's not that hard. The third one was the best.
That's what makes you better than me.
Totally
I didn't say
brain.
Smarter than me, but that's what makes you better than me.
Yeah, so, no, I always, like, wonder.
I turn my kids into fighters and make them fight each other. I mean, I wouldn't
really?
Be a good dad with multiple kids.
Dad always said, I'll go get the boxing gloves.
Yeah, toughen them up.
Let me go get those boxing gloves. Oh, my God. Do you remember the days of saying, I'm going to call the police on you. Do you want me to hand you the phone?
I don't remember those days. We don't call police.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm just saying, what a different era. Like, we definitely, you know, don't do that with our kids.
Oh, yeah, hell no. You try to
totally
call the police on your
parent,
you get beat with the phone.
Yeah.
Because it was attached to the wall because
yeah.
you didn't have a cell phone to hide with.
Yeah.
You were just standing there in the middle of the kitchen with a phone in your hand talking about, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
They have knives around them and shit. And
yeah.
Best of luck to you, Junior.
This is funny. Like, the
And the cops are on the other end of the phone like, whoop his ass. Can hear him fucking acting like an ass. What is ass? You know.
What a totally different era and time. I mean, like, how many?
Dude, I had the cops roll up on me getting my ass beat, and they were like, "You should have fucking listened. Look like you got what you deserved."
And now, like, even as a person, as a parent saying to a kid, get that chip off your shoulder, like, those are some old sayings. Who says that? Like,
you do?
No.
You're stuck in fucking olden times and you say shit like that?
No, not true.
Okay.
Not true. It's just now, like, here, take the phone, take the tablet, go calm down in the corner. You know?
I don't understand that. That's why kids are weak and stupid these days. I don't get it. They have
no ability to handle adversity.
Right.
Things get a little tough. They don't want to do any work. And if it's not in front of them on a screen, they have no comprehension of it. And it's.
I'm grateful that we learned to appreciate things.
You ever watch the movie Idiocracy?
I don't think so, no.
It's coming true.
How so?
Well, it's already 99.9% true. If we get The Rock elected president, then we'll just fulfill itself 100%. He runs every day.
No, stupid. Is he running for president?
Yeah.
Silly. Oh, I did not know that. What is the movie premise about? Social media, tablets, internet.
He's running for president. It's not a movie. He wants to run for fucking president.
What is Idiocracy
about? Oh, Idiocracy? Oh, it's about the dumbing down of society throughout generations. It's like only stupid people breed, and smart people were smart enough not to breed. So collectively, the world got dumber and dumber. And hundreds of years into the future, people are so fucking retarded. And the system is run by a pro wrestler. And... it's a really good movie.
I can't believe
you haven't seen this movie.
No, I don't really like to watch government-based movies.
They're not government. It's a comedy.
Oh, well.
I think Luke Wilson is in it.
Well, if he's in it, I'm going to watch it.
It's not government-based. That guy is not. That's not the political mind you think about when you're.
Let's you just said politics. It may come
Luke
true.
Wilson,
I don't
what's
know.
What's your take on this? No.
You know what I love about us the most? You always try to school me on some shit.
Because you need to be schooled.
Listen,
you
just have a different
dumb
brain.
Dumb as fuck.
I'm not dumb.
No, you definitely.
I'm not dumb. I just don't. I don't really buy into all the crap you buy into.
No,
all the
you.
Time.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's like
no,
maybe
no,
you have
stop.
The foil
it's not
helmet,
buy,
not me.
It's, no, it's not buy into the stuff. I don't think ridiculous shit. You buy into the foil helmet shit, like.
Don't get vaccinated.
Don't get vaccinated. The proteins will turn you into a zombie, and the frogs are becoming gay.
DNA.
I don't. It's so dumb. You're so crazy.
Okay.
You believe all the weird foil hat shit. I just believe rationality and common sense.
Uh-huh.
And you can't, like, common sense doesn't exist with you, so when you hear it, you're like, whoa.
Were you a Rush Limbaugh fan?
No.
Are you a...
Fuck no.
Number 45 fan?
No. I don't even like the number 4 or 5. No.
Okay. Well, I just think sometimes when you go on these tangents about government and all
what
this
tangents?
Stuff,
let's bring it up. Let's see what people have to say about this. Let's see if people respond to this. What tangents are you talking about? Because I will explain myself right here and now. You've got me.
No, no, no. I mean, I can't give specifics. I'm just
of
saying.
Of course you can.
You're hugely anti-government, and you were the first person to get the vaccine.
That has nothing to one has nothing to do with the other.
So you don't think the government's trying to throw us?
The vaccine has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with science and people getting sick and there being a vaccine that
the
has been worked on for quite a while.
Science hasn't been studied enough.
Dude, Sherry.
The protein is gonna F people up. Please do not come to my house looking for food. I know we have fat people over there. I promise you.
I like my meat lean. You know this.
Okay.
See, I don't even have to talk. You just say crazy shit.
No, I have people who believe in me.
Because they're crazy and dumb as fuck as well.
But why does my side have to be crazy and dumb, but your side has to be right?
Because my side is backed by scientists.
That's not yet figured all the way out.
No, what is figured all the way out in science, Sherry?
How come they don't have a cure for cancer?
I have no idea. I'm not a fucking scientist. But I do know they have a vaccine for fucking what we're going through. And maybe you should fucking take it.
I'm cool. You still get COVID if you
like
get the vaccine.
Think. Here's what I think. You judge me for not taking it. I don't think anybody should
judge you
for taking it or not taking it.
No, I don't judge you.
But me taking it has nothing to do with my political beliefs or beliefs about the system.
I don't think it is,
two together.
I think it's hugely government pushed.
I don't.
It's government pushed.
Is it?
Just like this whole COVID disease.
Is it?
It's called population control.
That's what it is?
I think so.
Okay, and they were like, the way we're going to control the population is take out their weakest and leave the strongest.
Well,
let's take out
not
all the 75-plus-year-olds and get rid of that section, because they're a danger.
There
you watch out for those
plenty of people
well
that died
maybe,
that were not over 75.
I understand that, but it's just ridiculous what you think.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it comical?
I mean, no, what would be funny is if one of the scientists that work on the vaccine were sick. sitting here in front of you,
yes.
you wouldn't say such dumb shit. Because there would be a person who is educated that knows what the fuck they're talking
but
about.
But how come I spoke to medical professionals who then themselves told me not to get vaccinated yet?
Well, then they're stupid.
No.
Then you go to the wrong doctors.
No, no, no. They just said there's not enough research done on what this protein does to your body. It's a rush. Just wait a little while.
You know what protein does to your body? It gets you jacked. Stop
you
talking
know what?
About proteins.
It's not the same protein.
Nobody. Oh, okay.
It's not the same protein.
Break it down for me, scientist Sherry.
The other proteins don't change your DNA.
Sorry,
type.
Dr. Sherry. Yes, my DNA has fundamentally changed. My dick has grown three times in size.
I did not need
it's
to
amazing.
Know that.
Nothing has happened to me.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Give it some time.
They're going to activate it. It's got to get activated.
You've been microchipped.
We all bought a microchip. You have a fucking iPhone. I have a cell phone. We all microchipped ourselves.
No,
they don't have to microchip us.
That's invasion of privacy, but of course, we bought into that.
What stupid shit is that?
Yeah.
We're microchipped. The vaccine's going to turn you into a zombie. I'm not the
something.
Crazy one, guys.
I just don't
know.
Just
because I talk with a soft library voice.
I just don't know what it's going to do yet.
Oh
I never
God.
Said I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm just not getting vaccinated yet.
I got vaccinated so I can go to a concert.
That's
just in case
so
they're asking for a vaccine.
Funny.
I want to be able to see
you don't have
the band I want to see that I paid $1,000 for
listen,
tickets for.
Listen, you don't have to be vaccinated domestically. You have to be
but,
a vaccinated
man,
to go
need
out
to
of the country.
I don't hear your undereducated opinion on this shit.
It's the truth.
You do not have the paperwork necessary for me to listen to your opinions on this.
Facts.
Yes.
Facts.
Absolutely.
But I'm your sister. I'm giving you a hard
I mean,
time.
So, yes, I will take it in like a sponge because I know you need to vent it.
Because you're very like, think for yourself. Fuck the government.
Of course.
And
I thought for myself.
I got vaccinated for a concert.
I think this might be a good idea. In my own self-interest, this would be great.
How long did you wait out that decision?
I want to say like...
2 hours?
10 seconds.
A joint?
Yeah. It's like far
long
out.
Long enough to smoke a joint.
Let's go put some stuff in me. They injected me with 9 to 11 vaccines the day I got to boot camp without telling me what the fuck they were putting in my body. So why would I have any legitimate fear of any other vaccine?
Well, explain again to the public why you didn't get the anthrax vaccine then. Why you were in
well,
the service.
Well, first off, where you're trying to push bullshit science about people turning into zombies and what proteins do, there were actual people like the small, very small group of people that got blood clots, right? And we heard about it because of social media. You hear about these things now. So we heard about these people getting blood clots because of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We heard that they had put the wrong ingredients in it, things like that.
Oops.
The same as we heard those. It's one vaccine. If you're going to accept the science
Oops.
On that, you have to accept the science, the fact that the Pfizer vaccine is still over 96% effective after 6 months. It covers every variant that they've come across so far. So if you're going to listen to one science when one company makes a mistake with their vaccine, you also have to respect the science that some of these vaccines are doing really well. But that being said, when those things happened and we heard about it, it was the same thing that happened with the anthrax vaccination. People were physically and literally having really bad symptoms and getting sick, and it became an understanding that they stopped doing it because
yeah.
of the harm it was causing. So it okay. wasn't like a bunch of tinfoil hat wearing stupid idiots making shit up about science they know nothing about.
I'm not making it up. Listen, is it factual, Chris? Is
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I can't answer any of your questions.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
a fucking electrician. You got an electrical question? I got you.
Listen.
But outside of that, it's just me regurgitating what I think of other people.
Okay, let me know what
saying.
Your thought is on this. You got vaccinated, but you can still test positive for COVID and still get COVID and still get symptomatic and still get sick. Then what is the point of the vaccine?
I don't know that that's possible.
It is possible. People are testing positive from COVID all the time after being vaccinated.
What,
it's
one
happening.
Time? After being vaccinated once?
No,
you
they
know,
got both
you,
shots.
You know.
Both shots testing positive.
Show me your results. Because
I'll send you the
like,
CDC information.
None of this is a worthwhile conversation with two people that have no education in this. You
I'm
have
just
no.
Talking
you have
about
absolutely
our
zero. Well, your opinion, you have to understand then and accept, is based on absolute ignorance.
Okay.
Your opinion
your
is
opinion.
Based. No, that's not an opinion. You have to accept that your opinion is based on lack of. You have no knowledge.
It's
you're
yours?
Not a scientist. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
My opinion is equally as ignorant because I am not a fucking scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a microbiologist. I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
I'm none of these things.
Big facts on that. I'll agree with that. But that is definitely a reason why, to me, it seems pointless.
Well, okay, and I'm sure the polio vaccine was pointless then.
What?
And I'm sure smallpox was pointless, right? I'm sure all those were pointless because they didn't eradicate diseases. I don't know. Ask Aunt Joanie about that one.
I don't need to. You keep talking about that.
But what I'm saying is she actually lived through something similar where people said the same things as you say about vaccines. And then somehow we eradicated illnesses. And then a whole group of people like you over the past like 10, 15 years have reintroduced these diseases to society because they're like, vaccines are bad, with no medical science to back what you're saying. Like those people that are like, vaccines will make your kids autistic. There's no science behind that whatsoever. Zero. And yet they still believe it. And they help reintroduce harmful things like sickness, illnesses that we had eradicated and gotten rid of. It's this COVID-19 isn't a hoax. It's not a joke. I mean, people have lost their lives. There are family members mourning lost people. I have experienced close friends go through this and their family members being hospitalized. It's not
a
hoax.
You do remember I worked in the ER when this thing happened. I know it's not a hoax.
So it's not a joke, right? And so we also know that scientists have been working on this since SARS was a thing. And this is a long time ago. So it's this stupid argument of, oh, they came up with this vaccine overnight. No, this has been in the works for quite a while. It's just that they pushed funding for it as the world got sick.
What they don't have is enough research on what this does in the long run on your body. That's what they don't have.
Well, that just takes time, right? There's plenty. We now have millions of people that are partaking in this research.
I know.
And the research is coming in much faster and much better and more defined. And none of it is coming back with anything that you're saying whatsoever.
Not true. You mean the zombie part? For sure. The blood clots? Yes. The illnesses? People dying afterwards? Yes. It is happening.
Okay.
So I'm just going to wait it out a little longer.
Wait it out. Yeah. I didn't.
No, I know that.
And I'm fine.
Okay. Right now. In this day and age, right now, you're fine. I love you.
I'm going to be fine. Well,
and now
it's going to be something like cigarettes or something badass that's going to take me out. It ain't going to be this vaccine. Promise you
motorcycle
that.
Riding?
Probably.
Oh, gosh. Just don't motorcycle ride and smoke cigarettes and drink at the same time.
Challenge accepted.
Anywho, I'm glad we got over that little topic.
It wasn't a topic. It was you saying dumb shit.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree. I am kind of intelligent, you know. You did tell me one time in my life,
intelligent.
I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T.
Wow, I think you just added you have three L's in there. Boom, you're
two.
Wrong. I'm just kidding. We'll go back and listen to it.
But I do have a voicemail recording from you one time where you told me you're so proud of me and I'm so smart and I'm so brave and all these wonderful things you said about your sister.
That wasn't
and
me, then, dude. I was drunk. I was drunk.
I am smart. We're
not
just the two
all.
Different types of
not
smart.
Even a little bit.
You're like street smart, and I'm like
not
street
book smart. Oh, Sherry the Scholar over here.
I didn't say I was book smart at all.
Quote us some Nietzsche.
I just have a little bit of common sense. Just a little bit.
You won't even accept common sense.
It's not common anymore. Why should
rationality?
I?
That's just a bullshit saying, but there is common sense.
I don't know. I just don't want to go with the flow, I guess.
But you are going with the flow. You're
no,
going with the flow of those President Trump supporting weirdos that are like,
no.
The vaccine's killing us. I'm not getting it.
I said not right now.
You're a sheep to those
not
people.
Right now. I'm not a sheep to anybody. I just said not right
you
now.
You're part of their flock.
I'm the leader.
Kind of sounds like it.
I'm the black sheep.
No, you're not. You're the white sheep with cornrows appropriating people's culture.
Stop it. Stop it. Really? And it's not corn rolls, okay? Oh, that's heck of fun.
Well, what do you call them? How did you white it up? It's asparagus rose.
I just had my hair braided. Why
oh, okay,
I had
that's
to appropriate
what it is.
Anybody's culture?
Okay, all right. Well, I have pictures.
I do, too.
Yeah, okay.
So does social media.
That is awful.
And
well,
just
see,
braids.
You just made my point for me. All right.
You're saying you never had your hair braided?
Of course.
Okay, then. How's it okay for you and not for me?
I don't like braid my hair.
The only time I've ever braided when I have to pull it out of my face when it's too long.
Oh.
And I got to be able to fit it in a hard hat.
See how it's okay for you and not me?
Well, it's under a hard hat. It's just so it fits under a hard hat. It's not for fashion or for me to look good or for me to hold a camera at a 48-degree angle to catch a selfie. It's for work.
I learned my selfie skills from you.
That's a lie.
Oh, my God. Your Instagram
is
so lit. You got like 7,000 followers.
Andy's Dad 78. Everybody follow.
Andy's Dad
78. Everybody listening to this, go to Andy's Dad 78. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Oh, my God. When I first used to see your pictures.
Okay, not everybody. Let's single black women. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Single black queens. Single black queens. Yeah, I learned it from you, buddy. You don't want to believe that, but that's the truth. I might have been on social media, but the picture skills, the quality.
You could use the term epic. It would fit. Legendary, even.
Okay.
Sprinkle that in there.
Epic and legendary. So any words of advice for me venturing off on doing a podcast?
Yeah, stop saying dumb shit. Because there goes 85% of intelligent people will not listen to you. Keep it upbeat, man. Like,
I am upbeat.
Okay. We're going from adoption to death here, everybody. Chris says he's not going to live very long. It's a colon cancer. It's those hemorrhoids. They're getting to you. It'll take your life.
You know
out on the toilet just
Let's
like you don't want
this
to.
The variety episode.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you should do. Just sit down and talk to people. Don't have a specific subject.
Well,
just talk.
I definitely wanted to talk
and if
about
you
our
get if you get to something, you know, if you have a couple topics, get to those and say something. But
yeah,
I would say just go into it with the fuck, man.
How do you think my radio voice is?
It makes me want to vomit in my closed mouth. It's shrill. It's unpleasant.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kidding.
Thanks for the love.
It's just fine, but it doesn't sound like my radio. No, I'm kidding.
No, it does not.
Let's get it sexy in here.
Oh my God.
No, but I'll sit down and talk to you for any length of time. I see you're trying to cut me off and be like, no, we're done now, but.
No, I'm not. Did you want to talk about something else?
Oh, we could talk about everything. We've got hours.
Let's talk about the ideal man you want to see your sister marry.
We already had this conversation.
Not on the podcast.
Yes, we do. Oh, it was on another podcast.
Well, it's not on this one.
Now you're going to try to make me remember my last answer. So when
no,
you
list, I would just I, like you
no,
to speak
you
from
will
the
just
heart.
Like, I already know who you are. You're going to line them up one day on YouTube and be like, he said this once, and then he said something else the
no,
other
I'm
time.
No, I'm not. I don't even have it recorded
so
prior.
Full of shit.
The same thing I'd want for my daughter is the same thing I'd want for my sister or any other female in my life in a friend or family capacity.
Where do you think I've gone wrong before?
Well,
since you've given me advice in the past. Why do you keep going
dated
back?
Dated a legitimate inbred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you went wrong. You didn't make him count to five for you before you even started doing him.
You're so stupid.
You didn't notice that his hair was laid in the position of a soft helmet with holes in it when you rolled up on your first date?
No,
you didn't catch that?
No. Oh, my God.
No, I mean, respect, honesty, and loyalty. You're going to be alone forever.
Okay.
So I'm not really thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to be alone forever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, you're going to have... You hate cats and you're going to have cats.
I love
cats.
You're going
to start showing up.
I just want bald cats. Those hairless cats.
You're going to have like 28 of them.
I think I'll be married one day. But you being a single male out here in the world and dating...
I'm not single.
Oh.
And I'm not dating.
Do you think
and
that?
I'm none of those things. I'm focused on work.
I never
right
want
now
to put your stats out there, but and you just did. But anyways, do you think the pool of people out here, you yourself is one of them or have been one of them? Do you think the pool of men out here today respect the average lady they come across?
So, yes, I know people who are incredible partners in relationships, but I know a lot of people who aren't.
Do you think that social media makes it so easy to access the next?
No, I think social media makes people's insecurities shine brighter, their distrust, because, I mean, you see it all the time. I mean, it's... relationships can't survive through one person having a Facebook page and, you know, what's going on with that page and who's liking your shit and it always
right,
turns
right, that's I was just
going
to say that. The attention that you get, the DMs that you get or used to get, do you think that it's like, oh my God, there's so much attention. There's just so much out there.
It's
availability, tons of availability.
It's not real. I mean,
how is it not real?
Let's think rationally with some common sense here.
Have you had
I'm going to bring that back. All right, so... Most of the time, I can only speak for myself. So most of the time that I would get DMs or people would send me messages on my Instagram, these are people that live in other states. Some of them have kids. Right then and there, there's no likelihood that any of it's ever going to work or be a thing.
It happened.
There is a small handful of times that is a very small percentage where it happened and did it work out?
No.
Like, okay, so my point is being made. It's not something you... common sense would tell you nobody's going to uproot their life and be happy somewhere else away from where their comfort was. And you know, it's very rare that that's a comment. I'm sure it happens. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are like, oh, we met online and we're so happy and whatever, we lived across the country from each other. But but in reality, it's not viable. It's not real. It's Instagram. It's not real life. There's a huge difference between somebody shooting you a DM from behind a screen when they don't have to look you in the face than walking up on somebody in public and being like, "Hey, my name's Chris."
But I think you're sometimes if you were meant to be with somebody in your own backyard, you would have found them by now. Like, damn,
our own backyard is one square mile. It's fucking woodland. Your own backyard, you probably dated three times through already.
I don't date people from woodland.
That's a lie. I could name some right now, but we won't go down that road.
I mean, in my younger years, yes. Not as an adult.
Well, of course not. Because you ran through them all three times by the time you were an adult.
You're so stupid. Don't put that out there. That is not true, people.
I don't date people from Woodland either, because Woodland doesn't have the type of people I want to date.
Same as me, the type, exactly. Preference, my preference.
Yeah, it's not my...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think one day I'll be married. I want to be married. I think I... You know, kids grow up and say, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a nurse.
Can I come to your reception?
I want to be a wife. Huh?
Can I come to your reception?
You can come to the wedding. You're ordained.
No, thank you. Can I come to the reception?
Yes.
All right.
Are you coming alone?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Are you going to run through my bridal party?
Ew. I mean, wait. Of course. Wait. Yeah. Okay, no, I thought about who you might have as bridesmaids, and there's a one, two, yeah, for yeah. sure, yeah.
You're running through.
There's a couple.
Yeah, so.
One for sure. I mean.
I definitely.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
I definitely do want to get married one day. I definitely do feel like that's been something I've wanted for a long time, is to be with the right person. I just don't know, like, you know, the plethora out here. The
what?
Dating the pool.
Do you know what word you just used? Because you used it inappropriately and wrong.
The plethora
of men. I like how you threw a $10 word into a $1 sentence. You're like, I'm a genius. In your head, when you let that go, you're like, God, I'm smart. Everybody's going to think I'm smart when I say plethora.
You're so stupid, I swear.
You mean...
Oh my God.
I'm stupid, but you throw a fucking seven syllable word for no reason into a sentence where it doesn't belong.
It worked for me.
It did not work.
It landed in my ears correctly.
I mean, because I'm smart enough to get what you were trying to say.
Thank you. That's the only thing that matters.
All right. Yeah. You're fair enough.
Thank you.
I don't know if I ever want to get married again.
No.
I don't see marriage to me is a religious thing, and it's kind of a thing
what?
That it's a religious thing, and it's kind of it,
no,
to
it's
me
not.
It's
who said that?
Oh my God.
What religion do you buy into?
Read the Bible.
I don't need
it
to.
Speaks about marriage
okay
all over
that.
The Bible.
I'm good on that part.
Okay, exactly. But what I'm saying, it's a religious institution. It also brings the law into something that I don't think
legal
needs to
part
be a part
I'm good
of
with. Yeah.
It's all of the above.
God,
you're so dumb.
Can we get your opinion
you are
on
so
religion
fucking
now?
Dumb.
Can we turn into your opinion on religion now?
Why do you want my opinion on religion? I think the business of religion is garbage. I think there's a lot of false prophets out there, like Joel Osteen, who will sit there and watch people suffer behind millions of dollars that he takes from them. I think that a lot of people are misguided with religion. I am not religious at all in any aspect, but I also don't disrespect people's spirituality. If people have a faith that they believe in, that's on them, and I'm cool with that. As long as your faith isn't
shit I heard
isn't
for going
harmful
to church from you?
or you know.
Do you know how much crap I got?
Or you're not shoving it down my throat? Yeah, of course I'm gonna give you crap. You're my sister. I give you shit about everything you do in life. You could win the Nobel Prize, and I'll be the guy flipping you off when you're picking it up. Fuck off. It's my job.
Oh,
I let everybody
goodness.
Else be nice to you in this world. I'm going to keep you in check.
You know what? I got to love you for that. I appreciate it. Always keeping it real. You try to toughen my skin up a lot.
And you cry a lot.
I did.
It's fucking sad.
I really don't anymore.
I mean, it's hilarious. Your cry face is god awful. It is fucking...
I don't think I have any tears left in me anymore.
If you try to imagine somebody shitting a cactus, that's Sherry's cry face.
Oh my God. You're hilarious. Way to put it out there. Sorry you didn't cry enough growing up.
I did. I just did it like a man.
Yeah.
Like a fucking pillow.
Yeah.
Use my tears as lube to jerk off.
God, Jesus Christ.
Like a goddamn man.
Oh, my God. Okay. On that note, it is time to wrap it up.
Why?
Why is it time to wrap it up?
Because I got to try to keep each of these episodes at the same length.
Want content? Okay, no, that's fine.
I do want content. And guess what? I have a feeling that this is going to get a lot of likes, so we'll definitely make sure we sit down at the
certainly
table
is
again.
Now that you're cutting it off.
I make sure that we do this again, though.
You got yours, so you're ready to be it for it to be done, huh? women.
Just like a woman. You're a dick. And I love you. But okay, thanks, Chris, for joining me on my new podcast.
It was excruciating mentally. I feel dumber for the things that I've heard come out of your mouth.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. Anyways, on that note, you guys, stay tuned for my next episode.
Enjoy this soft jazz.
Find new episodes here each week. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, and share. And remember, take care of you before anyone else. All love.
Love.
Thank you for tuning in. What a great episode.